Wednesday, November 27th. First reading from Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. I, John, saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring, seven angels with the seven last plagues, for through them God's fury is accomplished. Then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. On the sea of glass were standing those who had won the victory over the beast and its image, and the number that signified its name. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Haydock Commentary. Here is a new vision, great and wonderful, seven angels holding the figurative symbols of seven plagues. They are called the last because in them is completed the wrath of God, being inflicted on mankind in the last period of the world, the period of Christianity. The first of these scourges takes place shortly after the commencement of the Christian era, and the seventh puts an end to the world. The sea of glass mingled with fire signifies the storms and dangers by which they had happily passed. Now they are said to be singing the canticle of Moses after he had passed the Red Sea, Cantemus Domino. As Moses was a figure of Christ and the Israelites of the Christians, so it is now called the Canticle of the Lamb. By the sea of glass is meant the firmament that makes the floor of heaven, which is here said to be mingled with fire, in an allusion to the troubles and persecutions which the faithful who are standing on this sea have sustained. The beast that is here mentioned is an allusion to idolatry or heresy. The sea of glass and fire may also represent the sea which Moses passed in leaving Egypt, and the memory of this famous event, in every respect so similar to the deliverance of the saints from the persecutions to which they had been exposed during their lives, affords them the opportunity of singing the Canticle of Moses, at the conclusion of which they join in the praises of the Almighty for their own particular deliverance. The Gospel from Luke chapter 21, verses 12 through 19. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Haydock Commentary. In verse 12, "they will seize and persecute you," etc., it seems to be spoken to the apostles alone, and this was verified by most of them having been martyred and put to death before the destruction of Jerusalem. Regarding verse 15, "I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking," etc., in some parts it is said that Christ himself will speak by the mouths of his disciples, as in this passage of St. Luke. In other places, as St. Matthew chapter 16, that the Father will speak, and in Matthew chapter 10, that the Spirit of the Father will speak. In these different texts, there is no contradiction, but a most perfect harmony. What one of the divine persons says, all three say, for the voice of the Trinity is only one. Regarding verse 18, "but not a hair on your head will be destroyed," a hair shall not perish from the head of the disciples of Christ, because not only their most heroic actions and their public confessions of his name, but even their passing thoughts shall be crowned with adequate rewards. Regarding verse 19, "by your perseverance you will secure your lives," we then truly possess our souls when we live in all things perfect, and from the citadel of virtue command and control all the motions of the mind and heart.